First tonight, new evidence of the widening diplomatic rift with Indonesia over the government's Stop the Boats policy. The Indonesian rescue agency Basarnas has directly contradicted the Australian version of events surrounding an asylum seeker boat last week. Basarnas says Australian authorities did try to take a boat back to Indonesia. I asked Indonesia correspondent George Roberts how the two governments' accounts differ.
Well, as the standoff was playing out last week, Scott Morrison said that it wasn't a case of a boat turn back. That's what the government has claimed, but it seems, according to the Indonesian rescue agency Basarnas, that there was an attempt to turn the boat back. A spokesman, the head of evaluations for Basarnas, a man called Yopi Hariadi, says that in fact Australia intercepted the boat at 107 nautical miles off Java, or about halfway to Christmas Island, and then he said turned the boat, in his words he said pushed the boat back towards Indonesia. He said the Australian Navy ordered the boat and pushed the boat back towards Indonesia to about the 58 nautical mile spot as they attempted to get Indonesia to take control of the boat.
Where is the international maritime boundary in terms of these numbers that you're talking about?
Well, Indonesia's territorial waters, which is the limit that it sort of keeps pressing as sort of where it can manage to effect a rescue, even though its search and rescue zone is much larger. The search and rescue zone goes beyond Christmas Island and even encompasses Christmas Island. But Indonesia says the 12 nautical mile limit is its territorial waters. Obviously, then there's the contiguous zone, which is larger than that. But Yopi Hariadi said that effectively Australia attempted to turn the boat back and push it back into Indonesian waters.
So the pushing or towing or whatever it was done in Australian waters and stopped short of the moment when they would have got into Indonesian waters?
I guess it was about 30-something kilometres away, 30 or 40 kilometres away from the territorial limit, but it was nearly, it had been pushed back 50 nautical miles, so about 49 nautical miles back towards Indonesia as this dispute kept playing out between Australia and Indonesia, and Australia attempted to get Indonesia to take the boat. Now, the other interesting thing that was revealed by Yopi Hariadi is that Indonesia last month toughened its stance towards Australia and took the responsibility of giving clearance and security and diplomatic clearance to Australian Navy and customs ships away from Basarnas and gave them to the Minister for Security and Political Affairs Department. That's Joko Suyanto, the man who says that Indonesia will never agree to Australia's policies. And his ministry, his department, is now in charge of deciding, and in this case, it seems, limiting Australian Navy and customs ships' access into Indonesian waters.
So in practice, George, that means that Australian search and rescue or the Australian Navy, whoever's dealing with this, no longer speaks to Basarnas direct, so that it all has to go via Jakarta.
That's what we were told today by Basarnas. It has to be approved, and we were told it was a political decision, and it's a political issue, that it has to be approved because the TNI in particular, the Indonesian military, no longer wants Australian customs ships and Navy ships having that rapid clearance into Indonesian waters that could have been provided by Basarnas previously.
Indonesia correspondent George Roberts.